In March, Utah's lawmakers passed a bill containing extensive reform for the juvenile justice system. Representative Lowry Snow is the bill's primary sponsor and is the chair of Utah's newly formed Juvenile Justice Oversight Committee.
I have more than a passing interest, no pun intended, in seeing this legislation passed. I really believe that it's going to make a difference in our state, particularly how we treat our children in the juvenile justice system.
Todd Weiler, the bill's secondary sponsor, says House Bill 239 is focused on preventing unnecessary youth incarceration.
The real emphasis is trying to keep more of these juveniles in the home with their families and get them treatment and services in the home.
According to Snow, incarceration happens in inconsistent ways. Minority children are sentenced at a disproportionately high rate, and data shows that in some counties, youth are more likely to get time for offenses that would only earn probation in other counties. Debbie Whitlock is the deputy director of the Utah Division of Juvenile Justice Services. She says Utah youth may be placed in the system more than is necessary.
Part of the major drivers for moving kids into the system and into out-of-home placements were contempt for not following court orders and truancy.
Failure to pay fines can also land children in contempt, which can be punished with detention.
Taking first-time offenders, low-risk offenders, and having them interact with more delinquent kids or kids who are committing more serious crime is often detrimental to those first-time offenders.
In 2014, a budget review of Utah's Department of Human Services found that 53% of Utah youth who spent time in juvenile justice services later reoffended. This rate is significantly higher than in neighboring states. In Colorado, Idaho, and Arizona, youth recidivism rates were all less than 34%. The same 2014 budget review found that if Utah could bring youth recidivism rates down to 34%, juvenile justice services could save $6 million over time. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.